as I've grown. Blood in the sweat, tears and regret.
Here he is, the controversial but legendary BDB. Make way for the king. Another Mike and Mike production. In 3, 2, 1, 1, 1, 0.
Yeah. Welcome to the Cigar Hustlers Podcast, episode 323, recorded live at Mike and Mike Production Studios in Deltona, Florida. This is the Cigar Hustlers Podcast, the show where two guys share their passion for cigars, business, and life. Join Mike the King Stepankevich and Mike BDP Palmer as they talk about the latest cigar news, reviews, tips, and interview some of the most influential people in the cigar industry. And me, I'm your engineer and sound tech, Phil. Whether you're a seasoned aficionado or a curious beginner, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and light up a cigar with Cigar Hustlers Podcast.
Magically delicious.
Yeah, I'm going to do a Lucky Charm. There'll be a Lucky Charm button next week. Can't do the music. We're in trouble. Mm-mm. Welcome to Cigar Hustlers Podcast, a show brought to you completely commercial-free. But a massive shout-out to our amazing patrons on Patreon. Thank you to the unwavering support. We're able to deliver unfiltered, unbiased opinions on all things cigars and personalities in the cigar world. Your backing makes it possible for us to keep it real for our listeners. Cheers to you. If you'd like to become a patron member, go to www.patreon.com and search A Cigar Hustlers Podcast. Make sure you put that A in there, folks. It's important.
The Patreon last week. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah, I've got a lot of comments on that. It's your best work. The best thing I've ever heard.
It was hilarious.
I've listened to it 4 times.
Oh, my goodness.
It was good.
Fucking hilarious.
That's good. I've listened to it twice.
You listened to it twice?
Yes.
I don't have access to it.
Really?
I'm not a Patreon member. Oh,
you want access to it?
No, it's okay.
Oh.
I don't know.
Hey, is your wife
time.
Still hearing them? Does she listen to them?
I'm sure she does.
To the Patreon?
Because I believe once Skip hears it, he deletes it out of the Dropbox. So I don't know if everybody else has heard it by then.
Oh.
Because he's Thursday morning.
Because I don't know.
Come back every week and the Dropbox is empty.
She hasn't said anything.
He deletes it.
Yeah, he keeps the Dropbox empty. Maybe that way he doesn't get confused.
He wants it nice and clean.
Yeah,
he keeps it clean.
Doesn't want to listen to the wrong episode.
He doesn't want things to get fucking jarbled up.
Right.
It makes sense.
Don't have to choose. Well, except that there's 7 people in that Dropbox.
Oh, right. Yeah?
Yeah.
The Elite 7.
Yeah. Well, maybe not 7, maybe 5.
You know what the next one you should do is you should just send, instead of putting the Patreon up, you should just send a credit card authorization form.
To those 7 people?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. There you go, guys.
Here you go.
I think there's Steve upstairs, there's Skip, Mike, Brittany, I think maybe Lightweight Heavy. That might be it.
That's 5.
There were other employees.
Didn't say anybody that I was like, yeah, they should pay.
Right. Well, Steve's the only employee that wants to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Brittany would just give you my credit card.
Right.
Her nice. Money's my money. Nice, the whole thing.
We'll work out a deal, Brittany. You can just send me cash.
That's silly.
From the grocery fund.
It's just silly.
Not coupons.
I mean, a good coupon is nice.
I don't like coupons. Mm. Something to keep up with. Ugh.
You don't use them?
No.
Like even like say you go to Burger King.
Well, first, I don't go to Burger King. Nobody goes to Burger King.
Okay. Even if you went to Torchy's Tacos.
Oh, no, because we've only been there once. But we all that stuff now is on...
it's all digital.
Yeah, it's all on my phone. So, I mean, where do I insert the 2-for-1 Big Macs?
Maybe she gives you a digital one.
Eh. We don't eat that crap.
You definitely often. McDonald's.
And I don't know if Aldi's... I don't think Aldi's does coupons.
Aldi's? No, that's just so cheap as is.
Right, I mean, I'd have to scan my own coupon.
Right.
Here, would you like to buy this dollar cheese with 50% off?
I have this, yeah.
Like, I love Aldi's. We go there all the time.
How much lower?
I like to go by myself.
Do you?
Then I get everything I want.
Bring your little quarter.
Gotta bring a quarter.
You bring $20 and you buy the whole store.
$100.
$100.
Here's $100. If Adrian goes, it's more. Dang. I don't know why.
I think there's a limit.
At Aldi's,
I don't
how much
think
you
you're allowed
spend?
To bring $100.
I've got my own register because I like the way I can set the boxes up. I know how to get the good boxes to put the food in, you know. As you
There's a whole process.
Oh, it's Mr. Palmer. He's here today.
Oh, he's going to straighten the fruit and take the boxes.
He spent $100, guys.
The fruit's a good box, it's just so you know.
Yeah.
Heavy, sturdy box.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. Durable.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do you do anything with the boxes once you get them home?
If you go through my garage, some of the shelving does have the boxes on them, and then like all the spray paints in one, all the car stuff's in
multi-purpose.
One.
Multi-purpose.
Oh, yeah.
What was that off of Fifth Element? Multi-purpose.
Multi-purpose.
Okay. Great.
I didn't do anything this weekend, if you're waiting for me to say something. I don't think we physically did anything to be
nothing.
Surprise. Nothing. Surprise.
Oh, we went to Swamp House Saturday afternoon.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I did see the picture.
Yeah, yeah. We like going there.
Oh. Well, we had playoffs for Justice's team.
Playoffs already?
Yeah.
Did you win?
No.
Oh.
It's bad.
We won't talk about it.
Is it single game elimination?
Yeah, they're out. But they played really well. We were getting our ass kicked, so I'm like, all right, Justice, you want to be quarterback? He's like, I'm like, look, man.
Yeah, maybe not.
I said, listen.
I've got my own cigar now. I got to save my arm.
I said, look, man.
I got all those autographs I have to sign.
Just have fun, man. Just have fun. Throw the ball. Yeah. And he goes, okay. Motherfucker, dude, I swear to God, this fucking kid, he is fucking, he tortures
me. Should have been the quarterback the entire time?
Well, I mean, the quarterback I have is really good. He's a good kid, you know. But, you know, so Justice gets the ball hiked, you know, and he looks at the two primary guys on the for the option. He says, up covered. I'm going to sit tight. Checks it down, hits the fucking fourth kid on the list, wide open. Oh, my God.
Nice.
Dude. Why you do this to me? Why you do this to me? You know, so he had a great time. You know, what's really kind of funny is, I got to work on some things as a coach to get to be better.
Right.
As far as red zone stuff and maybe some defense things. But all these other kids, all these other teams, they all do despicable things.
Oh, dirty players.
Yeah, so if you go back and you watch the film of this shit, you're just like, holy shit,
man.
Oh,
that kid elbowed.
No, like.
Oh, that kid tripped.
No, so, you know, like, if a kid trips.
Right.
Right, or if a kid pulls another kid down or something like that.
Right.
Look, they're 8.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
You know what I mean? You're not teaching a kid that.
Right.
You know? Now, you could tell a kid, hey, you can't do that.
Right.
You got to work on pulling the flags. And, you know, you got like a 50-50 chance of them pulling the kid down again or actually
if you go for the flag, you might miss and grab his pants.
Right, whatever.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Grab the shirt tail or something.
Yeah, it's part of the game.
Right.
Right. Now, if your kid runs out and he does this, like he stands up and he puts himself in a position to like legitimately block a person,
right.
That isn't something that a kid just does naturally.
That someone taught him.
Yeah, a coach fucking taught him that.
Gets a kid to get out of the way.
Right. Hey, what I want you to do is I want you to block this person from pulling the flag. Like, that is fucking cheating.
Oh, you can't do that?
No.
Oh.
So, you know.
No, Palmer, you're not allowed to cheat.
When you see that
not
shit.
Not cheat, but to block.
When you see that shit.
Right.
From like the top teams on the
that's why they're.
I'm like, come on, man! Like, what the fuck are you doing? So you're telling these kids, hey, here's what we're gonna do, we're gonna cheat some, and it's okay.
They probably don't use that word
because they probably are not gonna catch it. So we're just gonna try our best.
We'll do it until they tell us we can do it.
We're gonna alter. We're gonna alter the rules here.
It's
this is what I need you to do,
and it's so
fucked. That cheating? No.
Like, I feel so bad for these refs. Apparently there was a big fight.
Are they adults or are they
they're adults. They're actual teenagers. They're actual refs.
Okay.
And a lot of them
was a big fight? You were in a fight?
No, I was not in a fight.
How was there a fight there and you weren't in it?
Apparently there are other two coaches that were fighting in my division.
We're gonna need you to insert yourself next time.
There are other two coaches.
Yeah, we count on you for the fighting.
I didn't see it. I wish I was there.
Then you would have ran over.
I gotta be honest. I wish I was there.
Listen, I gotta do this for the podcast.
Because I would have pulled them both apart.
Just say I was in the fight.
I would have happily been involved.
So two coaches from opposing teams.
Yeah.
It would have been funny if they were on the same team.
Apparently they were shoving each other and stuff like that.
Shoving. Oh,
when I run into these guys, I'm going to get the deets. And I'm going to fucking be like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you two?
Should make them hug it out.
No, I'm not going to make them hug it out.
You guys got into a fight at a children's flag football
game.
What
kind of example are you setting?
And here's what's remarkable is... I know these dads.
Right.
Uh-oh.
I know both of these coaches.
Are they the smoking dads?
No.
No? Okay.
No. I know both of these coaches. Mm. And they both have good teams.
Right.
One of them has more integrity than the other. I'm going to tell you that flat out.
The one who started the fight. The one who started it does not have the integrity.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I got to get the details as to how this all played out. But
should ask them both separately and see what kind of story you get.
It's
going to be different.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then we'll go over both stories next week.
Okay, I'll try and get in touch with them.
Let us pick apart.
We need content, right. Okay, well, Coach Jay said.
Well, I know that one coach is completely full of shit. So whatever the hell he's going to tell me is just not going to be.
Can you videotape it? That'd be nice.
Hey, I'm going to need documentation of how this went down.
Videotape that?
Hey, hold on one second. Boop.
Oh, now yours is falling and mine is standing.
Palmer I'm sitting up now.
Oh.
Mine is not moving. It's not drooping.
I see you just messing with it a lot. Yeah, mine's not drooping now.
I constantly adjust mine.
Well, yeah, he can't move it like he used to, like this.
Yeah, I can't move mine at all.
I can do this.
Right.
I constantly adjust mine.
Yeah, I can do that too. But I have to do it slower.
Does yours still go down?
No, it's fixed. Oh, okay. You just have to tighten the shit out of it. Hope the springs don't pop.
Saturday, Jack's had basketball.
Friday football.
Saturday, Jack's had basketball.
Oh, yeah, you missed the event up here.
Yeah.
It went really well.
I heard it was fantastic.
Your brother actually, I mean, he was going to explode at any minute, but the food was actually good.
I heard he delivered.
Yep.
Yeah.
The food was good.
This is going to be a thing. We're going to do something like that probably every quarter.
Well, in 3 weeks, we have another one.
Can we maybe not do broccoli next time? I'm not a big broccoli fan.
Well, it went with the food and it's
did you get your ticket because you're a member or did you pay for your ticket?
I am a member, yes.
All right, just making sure.
But green beans are good, too.
So you gotta,
green beans are very hard to cook on a grill. They sort of fall in between the little slots.
He had a flat iron, though.
Yeah, I can't remember where he did the broccoli.
Oh,
I think
he did.
I think he did it on both.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He definitely did the broccoli on the Blackstone because it was crispy. All the way.
Well, he cooked it on the grill and then moved it over to crispin.
Everybody else was happy, though?
Yeah.
I didn't hear any complaints at all. All good stuff.
Everybody bought. Everybody was happy.
Yeah. One guy.
There was, yeah.
Sorry. What did one guy say?
There was one guy.
I heard about the one guy.
Yeah.
What was the one guy complain?
Can I talk about
it? Yeah, just don't say his name.
Okay. So, specifically this guy, he sat down in the beginning when we first started eating.
Right.
And we all got a salad. So, he sat down, started eating a salad, and he's like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. So, he got up. Went to the bathroom.
Right.
It was for a little while. Somebody else had just come in that had gotten tickets, and they're like, oh, we're eating salad? Okay. And they came over to his spot.
Right.
And none of us really realized it at the time.
Oh.
He literally, as soon as he sat down, he just started shoveling it all into his mouth.
And that was the other guy's salad.
Yeah.
Oh, so
the crazy thing was, remember what I said in the beginning is he already started eating the salad in the beginning.
Right.
So it was partially eaten.
It's already partially eaten. You can see this on the plate.
Oh, the guy was in a hurry. He just probably didn't register.
He shoveled it in, and then Mama Bear comes back, and Goldilocks is still in the bed. And he was angry. He went out.
But that shit happens.
Yeah, he said some. Greg was like, oh, there's another seat, you know?
Right.
Let's just sit you down there. I'll get you another salad, whatever. But he wasn't happy.
You're not happy.
Oh. I wouldn't know who
you can't please everybody.
Tell me later.
That's right. Well, you know, I'm sorry that it didn't work out for him. But we'll make sure that it's good for next time or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Put a sign down for him.
As you need to reserve things next time.
Yeah.
The bathroom was locked during food service. I'm sorry, no one can get up.
Yeah, if you got to drop the kids off at the pool, you know,
you can do it before.
There's got to be some type of sign there.
Yeah. Right. It's supposed to be regular in the morning. Come on, bro.
Well, maybe the two bites of salad was enough fiber to.
I don't know, man. Like, if I walk into Best Buy, I instantly got to poop.
Oh, that's like a place for you.
Oh, really? A Best Buy?
Yeah. I get excited. Like, when I'm about to buy the heavy electronic, I'm like, I got to poop.
All right. On road trips now, we now stop at Best
Buy. Best Buy for pooping.
So, you know, maybe he was like, oh, this is going to be badass steak, this whole
thing. Oh, I got to get some room. Maybe.
Yeah, he got a little excited. He needed a purge. You know?
Maybe government that's a purge. Thing for him. Yeah, maybe that's a thing.
I get it. All I'm saying is, I get it.
I didn't know what was going on until Greg, it was like, I seen Greg outside and he's like telling that Greg was running frantic.
He was.
Yeah. Well, was you gotta cater to 26 people.
Well, it was funny because at first Greg was like, Alex had just come, came in and I was like, oh, you're helping Greg. And Greg goes, nope, I don't need no help. I'm like, okay.
Well, that's going to be
good. Yeah, sure. And then she got in there and she did help.
He could not have done it without her.
Well, there's a difference between, you know, having the ability to handle it yourself and actually having the ability to properly delegate to other people what to do, right? So he's never done this before. So it's not like he can say, go do this.
Right. He doesn't know what he's going to need until it happens.
Right. Go do this. I need you to do this. Like, that doesn't happen. So I could see him saying, no, I got it. It's like, okay, well, we're sinking.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. It was more frantic request for help. Yeah.
Right.
Like, this is going bad. Now I need someone.
Right. Oh, my God. Right.
She was doing a lot of standing, and all of a sudden, she was frantic.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, we just adapt from it. Like, it was a good, apparently it was a great experience. So,
yeah.
Everybody it was great. Had a great time.
And, you know, Pete's a great guy. So
Pete's fantastic.
Yeah.
A lot of liquor deliveries by Uber and whatever else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I kept seeing guys going outside, like, why is he getting food? And then I see him take the bottle out of the bag. I'm like, oh, everybody's ordering
liquor.
Nice. I don't think everybody knew.
Right. That you could bring it.
Yeah.
That's the difference from the private lounge.
Right.
Yeah. Can we put that on the thing, or is that something we can't?
I don't know.
We can't advertise in a public.
I think that realistically, I like it the way it is.
Okay.
Because if I want to change it and say, "Hey,
you can't do that anymore."
Show me where it says that.
Right.
Right.
Just asking because the next one went up today.
Oh, you mean
so if it's something?
What's
we can
the next one?
You mean for special
Arganosa
events
at the end of the month?
But that's not a dinner.
It's a brat. There's food.
Oh, because Fabian's bringing.
Fabian's cooking brats.
Yeah. Just leave it as is.
Well, I will, because we just said...
There's always
I
Uber.
I believe you'll buy booze with it.
Yeah, there's always Uber.
Right.
I just want to get from the car to the office without being confronted with the modern decay of Western society. Right. Plus, I'm cheap.
A lot of weird mixers in the fridge. I checked to see if there was leftover food that needed to be cleaned out.
Yeah.
Because last time there was an event, I think it was your birthday last year, the food sort of lingered and
there
started
was kind of rotted in the back.
Rotted in the bottom of the fridge.
Fantastic.
But there's nothing in there. Other than like orange juice, cranberry juice, just all mixers, but no food.
Well, that's good. Well, good. I'm glad everybody had a good time. And
Phil just checked the time. I was say, better get suited up there.
He's getting ready, huh?
Phil, why Phil gets ready.
Yeah, let's take our time.
Okay, fellas.
Welcome to Cigar Hustlers podcast feature, Phil's Fun Facts.
Hello, peoples. All right. Cigar Hustler held its DTT cigar and steak dinner over the weekend. Did you know one of the most recently discovered cuts of steak was co-invented by Professor Dwayne Johnson at the University of Florida?
It's Israel. I don't think it's the Dwayne Johnson.
I'm sorry. P now. Over, is that like an action or is that a word?
I don't know. What's it say?
P now?
I don't know.
Over $630 million worth of flat iron steaks are sold every year. Go Gators! I don't like saying that.
I think he skipped some.
No, that was it.
Something happened. Oh, there.
Skirt steak is the steak.
Is it number one?
That was, oh, you that know was, what? The P now is probably maybe something got deleted.
Oh, and the cut and paste. That could have
been. P now. Yeah, he's control P and turn into just P.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You got to hit control first.
I didn't mean to hit control P.
Oh.
I was had to move it from Facebook Messenger to notes to the computer.
Because that was...
Yes, Phil's Fun Facts brought to you by the Bostonia Mafia Facebook group and Bray's Ranch in Waldo, Florida. Hey, cigar lovers, are you a fan of Bostonia cigars? Do you want to connect with other enthusiasts, share your experiences, and get exclusive deals and giveaways? Then you need to join the new Bostonia Mafia Facebook group. This is a community for the loyal followers of Bostonia. I heard that creak in the microphone.
Yeah.
The brand that delivers bold flavors, impeccable construction, and amazing value. By joining the group, you will get access to special events, live shows, discounts, and more. You'll also have the chance to interact with the makers of Bostonia, Mike Stepankevich, and learn more about his story and vision. Don't miss the opportunity to be part of the Bostonia Mafia. Type in the link below and request to join now.
Links join below. Now. I see that Jack Tarano joined.
Yes, apparently he needed to be invited, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm pretty sure I invited him a long time ago. He must have just saw it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. It's a very busy man.
Somebody else I saw join too. I was like, oh, yeah. There's a couple guys, you know, like as they trickle in, I'm like,
yeah?
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Hey, how are you doing? We forgot. Sorry, Razor.
Glad you're here now.
Might have been like the imitations at
seven. I like that Mitch Smith, we sent him the tin and you sent him two tins.
Oh, yeah, apparently stick together. Yeah. Everybody might want to check who got one. They might all be stuck.
Might have more than one.
Because they're apparently, they're very thin.
Yeah.
I thought he sent his own. Well, I guess
I
didn't do
it first. I thought he sent it at first, too.
Which is hilarious. I mean, it worked out great because Andrew would have gotten one eventually.
Right.
One way or the other. Probably sooner than later, just because, you know.
Right.
He's fucking he's Andrew.
So. Right, Andrew McCreary.
Who is the anonymous guy?
That's my boy.
You don't know who that is?
I don't recognize
that's
his face.
That's my fucking guy.
It's Adam Acree.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Adam Acree?
Yeah,
Adam
that Acree. Dude, he's a day one guy, man.
I don't think I've ever seen him.
He is fucking legit.
Yeah, last time he was here, Boots had not started hanging out yet.
Yeah.
That's how long ago it was.
Wow.
No, he was here. No, because Adam came down with his wife and we did like a dinner.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, there was also a time when Adam came here and I said, hey, you want to go to Miami? And he's like, right. Okay.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
Come on, let's go. We got to hit a shop. So,
I thought you meant...
We're going right now?
We're out. Let's go. We're out of here. Then you had to be back the next day for a plane or something, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We made it work.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll get you back in time. Don't worry.
It's just Miami.
You'll be good to go.
I like you just going to an island somewhere or something.
An island.
Of Naruto.
Yeah, island of Naru.
Naru.
Where all the tobacco's grown.
Yeah, for the BDP.
From the four corners of the world, all the cigar industry
just
news you
could
possibly
on.
Need. The Cigar Hustler Podcast Report with Mike 2.
Habanos reports record $721 million in revenue for 2023.
Son of a bitch.
Up 31%.
Holy shit.
After massive price increases in 2022, Habanos says it generated $721 million in revenue, shattering its previous best year, $568 million in 2021. And up more than 31% compared to 2022. Habanos was able to create more than $175 million in added revenue due to higher prices, not by rolling more cigars. In 2022, Habanos
brilliant
introduced massive price hikes to the entire portfolio, with some Cohiba and Trinidad cigars doubling or tripling in price overnight. Under the guise of a global pricing standard, the company said its goal was to have uniform prices Forge products, no matter where they were purchased, akin to other luxury products like watches and purses. It chose to base the new prices on Hong Kong, a place with high tobacco taxes.
Wow.
There you go.
So that was an increase of 200.
So the Postana Broadleaf Toro will now be $75.
Right, exactly. We're raising prices on all our cigars.
Just an increase in, what's the problem? Why? Because
we want, how did they say
it? We wanted to base it off of Hong Kong's pricing.
Right, global pricing standards.
Yeah, we're working on a global pricing standard.
For all Postana cigars.
For all Postanas.
Do you, does Postana, are they in shops overseas?
No.
Mm-mm.
We've looked into it. It's a little difficult to do.
I mean, it could happen.
Well, we looked into it in China. I don't know.
You have to get
countries.
Like a different license for over there?
Or? No, yeah. Here's what happens. For one, it has to leave from the factory. It has to leave from the factory and go to that country. If not, you're paying additional tax into the U.S.
Right, you don't want to ship it here and then ship it there.
Yeah. Mm. And then a lot of these fucking guys, they want a deal on top of that, and I ain't fucking doing that. Mm-hmm. Like, give me a discount? Like, fuck out of here, man.
Okay.
You know, so when I find the guy, and they exist, when I find the guy that says, hey, you know what? Your product is awesome. I believe in you. I think we can fucking do something here. And I'll say, okay, here's the price from the factory. Let me go dry bag skip to fucking produce that.
Right.
And say, hey, I need this to go out of the country. And we'll make it work. Until that happens. I'm just not entertaining somebody that says, well, you know, I really need it to be fucking cheap. I'm like, great. Go find something else. Like, I'm not fucking doing. I'm just not him. I'm not that guy. I invest the time and the energy and the cost and all of these things, not so that I can get beaten up when it's finally done.
But they'll pay $50 for a Cohiba.
Of course. Well,
of course, it's a Cohiba.
Look, I'm gonna break this down. I'm sure I've said this, and I'm gonna break this down in very simple terms. There are about 10% of retailers that are fucking awesome, right? There's about 90% that are a complete fucking waste of space.
Yeah.
They don't fucking care. Someone has to maintain all of their shit for them. And they expect something when you do business with them. Like a kiss the ring type of a fucking scenario.
Right.
The reality is no one fucking needs them.
Right.
You don't need that 90%. Now, what's ideal is to find an extra 5% of good retailers lurking in that 90%. They exist.
Like fillers.
Well, no, there are guys that are just, that are open to understanding and learning.
Well, they're not there yet, but and they're willing to get
right,
there.
They haven't quite discovered it. They want to get it. There. Right. You know, so finding those guys and working with them is amazing. You still got to sift through a lot of bullshit, though. You know, like if the first, if the conversation starts with, well, I don't have the shelf space. I'm like, well, I don't have the fucking time either then, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
Always worked out best for both of us.
You don't have the shelf space and I don't have the fucking time.
Yeah. Why don't you go over there and make shelf space for me?
Go talk to Rocky and keep it fucking moving.
Oh.
Rocky. You know, like I don't.
Send you more cigars. It's very nice.
Like,
go, that was a great one.
Go move your mainstream stuff. That sells by itself, that you don't want to learn more about the industry. You don't want to educate your consumer. You don't want to become a successful retailer. You just want to fucking come in, sit on your fat fucking ass, and have somebody else ring up something else.
I own a cigar shop.
And that's all you care about. That's perfectly fine. I'm not that guy.
Right.
I will not be part of that guy. Like, all right, dude. Fucking deuces.
Well, that's why it's a... And you can see the different experience at Hustler versus another, you know, the ones that don't care shops. You know, we've been to so many shops. The ones that you do your events at are great, but the ones that
those
we
just 10%.
Travel. Yeah, the ones that we just travel to, like, out of the blue. Sometimes.
I'm not really a fan of doing that.
Yeah, sometimes those are just like,
that's
wow.
That's Chet's job. We're going to make Chet do that. Chet's going to be checking it on. Chet's going to find that 5%.
Right.
That's what Chet's going to do. So... Yeah, so there's that. You know what I mean?
Sorry, Palmer.
What?
I didn't mean to cut off the news.
No, it's fine.
This is interesting.
This is why we do the news.
Yeah. What's kind of fascinating to me is the fact that, you know, these guys fucking exist.
They're out there somewhere.
Well, the good 5%, yeah. But the
other guys.
Yeah. It's just, I'm like, what are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop the madness.
There's a lady in the Florida Cigar Club that bought Maduros, apparently, recently in Sarasota.
Yeah.
She put up a picture of these five cigars. She had no idea, she hadn't heard of the brand. She had no idea what they were or how to get a hold of anybody. You want to guess what it was?
Mm. Let me guess.
Nah, it's too... It'd take you forever. Yeah, it was Christoph.
Ah. They were all Christoph?
They were all Christoph.
And she had no idea what they were.
No idea where they came from. I mean, she just bought the shop, but she had never heard of them before. Right. So I tagged Groover in the thing. I go, wow.
Is Groover Christoph?
Yeah, he still is.
Well, I mean, you know, kudos to her for fucking saying, hey, I don't know what's going on here. Can someone help
right,
me?
At least she asked.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, I am an amazing retailer.
Instead of just, you know, putting them in a, just dump those in the bin over there. Yeah. Sell them for half
hey, price what the fuck are these?
Right.
And who handles this? Right?
Right.
Hey, you know, and... Yeah, like I'm saying, kudos. I had a customer. I walked into the store, and there's two young kids, and they're in the red, in the humidor. You know, and they had, like, tattoos on their necks and shit like that or whatever.
Oh, Black Label.
No, they weren't Black
Label. Oh, sorry. They were reps.
So I walk in. They're in my humidor, and I was like, hey, man, what's going on, man? You guys need help? And one of the kids is like, we didn't take nothing, man.
Wow.
Just he's up against the wall.
Like,
we ain't got nothing. Like, got nothing. Like, pat me down.
Dude, there are cameras everywhere, man. There's two cameras right there. I'm like, okay. Like, fucking.
Yeah, it's not what I mean.
Yo.
You need help.
Like, just calm the fuck down, man. And, you know, eventually I broke down. He's like, I'm sorry, man. I thought that you were, like, you know, judging us or whatever. And I'm like, bro, you're in a sweatshirt. I'm in a fucking sweatshirt. Like, what the fuck? What am I judging?
I don't have underwear on, guys. Just
like,
so you
guys,
know.
I'm fucking, yeah, no, there are no pants.
You guys should be mad at me.
All right, like, mad at me for coming in here. I'm going to fuck the both of you.
Like, let's, like, wow. You want to have a conversation about stuff? Like, you know, or you just, you got to try and disengage.
They were 21, you know, though. They weren't teenagers.
Yeah. Right. Did I say teenagers?
You right. Do.
Yeah. No, 21. No,
they
or
weren't.
Over. They
weren't
were 21 teenagers. Or over, obviously. 21 or over.
Yeah, they definitely weren't teenagers.
No, not at all.
But, you know, I guess I'm at a point in my life where anybody that's sub 35 years old is a fucking
kid
to me.
Oh, how do you think I feel? You guys are kids.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're not a kid to me.
Oh, thank you. Well,
so there's that. That's
obviously, well, I'm quite older.
Older.
Right.
Right. And very tired. Are we moving on?
Yep.
Espinosa ships 601 La Bamba Warhead 10 on Monday. That's today. Oh. Today.
Yeah.
Espinosa, you know, they released the story yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Just yesterday?
Just yesterday. Hmm. Started hitting the medias yesterday. 601 La Bamba Warhead line is about to get its 10th installment of cigar that begins shipping it to stores tomorrow, March 4th. The Espinosa 601 La Bamba Warhead 10 is a Nicaraguan Puro that will come. Sorry, I thought of something funny. And a 6x55 Toro Vitola that comes in an oval-shaped press. It's not San Andreas, apparently. No, it's not. Cigars produced at the San Lotano factory in Octal, Nicaragua. This year's bomb is very special, said Eric Espinosa.
It is.
Via press release. We began teasing it at a Lazona Palooza. My son worked tirelessly on... Oh, that's why, because it's his son's cigar. That's why I wasn't making fun of it. Son worked tirelessly on the design and presentation for this release, and the entire sales team has been chomping at the bit to get these to retailers. It's personally true. I'm very happy with the PCA is in March, and we didn't have to wait to launch the Warhead in July as usual. I have no doubt it will be the talk of the show.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely going to be a topic of discussion. That's for sure. I had a 30-minute conversation with Eric Saturday or Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This weekend.
About the cigar?
We were talking about that. We were talking about all kinds of shit.
Oh. Was it a pocket dial or
no,
intentional?
No.
You call him, call you.
Wait, hold on. Did he answer out the first ring?
He called me.
Oh.
So,
it's a change.
Bro, what are you doing?
Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you, like, I'm in a position now in this industry which is fucking cool as shit.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned. Because, you know, enough good people know me.
Right.
Yeah.
And they understand my reputation and the door's open.
Right.
You know, so conversation, friendship, all of that exists.
Right.
Which is fucking remarkable.
Right.
So, Jerry.
Except Matt Booth.
Yeah, except Matt Booth. He no longer fucking speaks to me.
Right. Anyway,
you want me to call him now and see if he doesn't answer?
We should just make it a thing every episode.
We should just start calling him.
Every episode.
We have a story later, so if you want to. Oh, okay. It's the next story, by the way.
All right, perfect.
We'll call right
away. So here's what's cool. So, Jerry says, hey, you know, I would love to get Eric on the show.
We're talking about Down to Her.
Jerry from Down to Her.
Okay.
So I don't respond to his text. I'm like, okay, no problem. So I just fucking text Eric. Hey, my buddy's Jerry, Down to Her, blah, 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 blah. Would love to have you on the podcast.
Hector's already done the show.
Oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, but it's not Eric, though.
But they should have reached out to Hector. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so hold on. Wait a second. Back that up because there are times when people ask you from stuff about me and then you don't even fucking tell me. And until they come to me.
Well, you talking about the Jerry thing?
Yeah.
Well, that happened too fast.
But that's my point of reference. So if somebody asks Hector, hey, can you get Eric? And he may be like, nah, I don't want to fucking do it. I don't want to know.
That's true.
Right?
Okay.
So right. I reach out to Eric. Hey, these guys are good dudes. You know, whatever. And he goes, yeah, sure, man. You say they're cool, then fucking A. So I give the information to Jerry. This is his phone number. It's old school because I know Eric for 100 years when he was repping his own shit.
Right.
It says like 601 La Bamba Eric Espinosa on my phone. Right. It's like Alfredo Cruz.
Right.
It says Ortega on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or is that a brand?
Yeah, it was.
It was.
Oh.
So he calls me the next day. He's like, yeah, man, that's cool, whatever. And we just started fucking going back and forth. And he showed me an image. Was there an image of that fucking box?
No, just the yellow bomb.
I'm going to tell you, the yellow bomb is the box.
Oh, that's the box.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was another metal bomb.
Like it's like a bomb. Oh. Like it looks like.
Well, you know the coins they put out shaped like the bombs. Yeah. It's shaped like that.
Oh wow.
I thought that was just another. I thought they just made a yellow coin.
So here's what's crazy. I mean, those things are gonna fucking sell.
Yeah.
And what's even crazier is they're not all here yet. So there's only a small allocation coming out right now.
Oh, they're not all in.
Yeah.
In
the rest of them are gonna come in during the right before the show or at the show.
Oh, okay. So they're gonna do like a small release.
Yeah.
That's not mentioned in the story at all.
That's because he got an exclusive. It's
because I know what's going on.
I understand. They show it to you open?
Yeah.
Because they're Toros. That's got to be a big-ass box.
It looks amazing. It's got to be the coolest fucking box I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Is it 10 or is it?
It's 10.
Kind of 10?
It's dope is what it is.
Still, 10 Toros are, you know.
It's a sick-ass box.
Yeah. I mean, if it's shaped like that, yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Wow. And the price isn't bad at all either. $16 or $160 for the box.
It's perfect.
Yeah, right. that's a sweet spot.
I mean, they could have charged more for the box.
It's a cool-ass box.
Nice.
then maybe we'll be the talk of the PCA.
They might just be the talk. Well, they would be, but Justice is coming out, and then the Pennsylvania Cro-Mag's coming out, and you know, I don't mean to fuck with Eric, but man, we fucking go hard in the paint on PCA, baby. Let's go. And then that Axum will be there.
The what?
Everybody's, the Axum. From Indiana Jones and the Temple of
Doom.
He does not have a fedora on during that show. He's missing
the poet turned adventurer.
Yes, yes. Indiana. Indiana Rick.
All right, next. Let me see.
Room 101, hit and run. Redux begins shipping. I'm reading the headlines. Oh. I think you can call him.
Room 101's doing what now?
Room 101, hit and run. Redo. Redux.
Oh, I saw that.
January 2017, Matt Booth announced he and Room 101 brand were retiring from the cigar industry following the conclusion of the company's agreement with Davidoff. The retirement ended up being incredibly short-lived. In mid-2017, he was back. He returned and was done in part with Robert Caldwell, whom he collaborated with multiple new lines, including the T and the Hit and Run. Now Hit and Run is back because in the cigar industry, nothing really dies or goes away.
Is that what that says?
Oh, I added that part.
Oh, okay.
It's a Mexican San Andreas wrapper.
Is it?
Well, let's find out.
Or an Ecuadorian Sumatra binder.
Please, God, answer.
He's not going to answer. No, please don't.
One ring, two rings.
It's funnier if he doesn't.
It's, two rings. It's 9 o'clock where he is. He's not going to answer.
Don't you whisper at me.
Oh! Oh!
Listen, I'm... I am so glad you called me. I was going on and on to my wife about cocaine. We just dropped my son off at school, and I was talking to her about this whole display that I wanted to create for this new car we're building, and I wanted to be very blow-centric. And then I was like, oh, shit. It's as if I summoned you to call me.
Right.
Not because I think you're on the powder. But because you're in Florida, and let's face it, it's a state that was built by and for criminals, and I celebrate that.
It's a lawless swamp.
And we know where to get the powder.
Yeah. Are you going to have, like, is the ashtray going to turn into, like, a mirror? Is that what it is?
Oh my God. See, this is, Boo, he just said, what is the ashtray going to convert into a mirror? And I'm like, oh my God, another idea.
You put the mirror on the bottom of the ashtray. Yes. So then you can turn the ashtray over.
Yeah. So the idea, right, was so it's a 64 Riviera, and it's like I want it to smell like strippers smell. You understand what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I want it to have like some dust, like glitter. You know, it's just like everything that is stank and vile. Like it's like I want to get like Hunter from Sir Louis, and I want to get him to donate like a super like sweaty Versace shirt.
Mm.
And I'll just like throw some powder on it and just throw it in the back seat. You understand what I'm saying? Like, this is the vibe. These are the vibrations. And then, so I was talking to one of the guys in the club, and I was like, look, man, this is what I want to do. I want to put this display, like, I want to work it into the dashboard, right? Where you come up on the car and sit, like, epoxied into the dash is like a rolled up Hunnit and a couple lines and a razor blade. And this is like part of the car's DNA, but I wanted to use real cocaine.
His poor
wife. Can I say that? Are you recording?
It's right? They dropped the kid off, and it's she's got to look at him like it's 9 o'clock in the fucking morning, dude.
I'm not ready for this.
Look, man, I told her. I said, look, bro, I'll talk about cocaine like it's Christmas. You know, I won't do it because I mean, you know, the fentanyl and stuff is fucking no good. It's
running rampant.
God damn, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about
it on the dashboard.
Something.
That was a question.
So rig up this scene. So it's like full blown Scarface shit going on the dashboard. And I was like, but you know, but if somebody really wanted to dick her around, could they like cut into that and test my display and jam me up over that? Like if they really wanted to be a cocksucker and you know who I'm talking about.
It's possible.
You know, I mean, if they decided to, like, I don't like this guy having stuff, you know, I got to put up with hobos throwing shit at me and this dude's got this. I don't like that. Hey, I'm going to cut into this, right? I'm not saying this is not an overarching sentiment, but you know. Mm. So the idea is like, okay, but can Matt Booth get jammed up over his super authentic and you know, thoughtfully composed display, right?
Right.
And so I'm like, okay, but how do we do this? And then I'm like, okay, but what if I make it removable? Maybe it's just for shows. I set the tray on top and it's like the full thing. And people are like, but then, you know, I don't want people climbing over the car, trying to get in, like, just give me some, you know? And so, and then I'm like, okay, but we could make a matching, you know, like a lot of these cars, you make a sign for it. It's like, you know, you get like you know, pinstripe or do some nice lettering, but a giant like mirrored tray, right, that sits up next to the car with the whole fucking shit on it. That's like, you know, you know, 2 by 3 feet kind of thing.
You somehow do the paperwork so Justin Andrews is the one that gets in trouble.
Just do the meeting. Have a meeting where Justin Andrews is the fall guy.
Dude, how could I include people from the? Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It's in your contract.
Fucking
Diesel. You're right. I'll be like his
just
idea.
Just put Diesel on the car. Put Diesel on the car.
I mean, Diesel. Come on. Right.
Over.
It takes Diesel gas. Something like that. You know.
It's done.
Right on the mirror tray. This was made by Justin Andrews.
I mean, you could put his phone number.
70% of everyone that smokes Diesel's sunblock. 100%. I mean, we know.
Yeah.
Clearly,
there's gotta be. They've gotta be. You know, you're like. You know, actually, that's funny. That should be like, I'm going to, you know, because I'm always helping with all their other stuff, right? Because it's as if I don't have enough shit to do. Like, but I get obsessed with, like, you know, I see certain things where I'm like, man, I could really, I'm not going to say make better because that's a little.
Well, you can like, make a better. But like, make
I could really.
You were duped.
I could really help.
You were duped. You got you got into the marriage, and then all of a sudden now you're doing all the dishes, buddy. It's just that simple.
Bro, like, I was not duped, bro. I got the bag, dog.
That's true.
He's got the gold helicopter.
The golden toilet in the helicopter.
So let me review. So you married up. But you realize that there's a little bit more commitment than what was stated in the marriage.
Like a Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce.
No, like, not at all.
Take a look at this artwork.
Not at all. I have
Justin Andrews slides over a fucking piece of paper with a stick person on it and says, hey, Matt, what do you think of this artwork? And you're like,
new Diesel cigar.
It's a fucking stick person, dude.
Oh, somebody could just help me.
Let me, if I only knew a guy that had a great ability to make some type of artwork. Could, you know, that's where it goes.
Oh, I know.
That's where it goes.
Don't I know? No. But dude, honestly, I actually enjoy it, but there's some things that infect me. They get in the way. Like I, you know, there's a brand that finally I was like, fuck it. Okay.
You just fell downstairs?
Fuck it. I'll do it. I can't take this anymore. I have to fucking fix this shit. Like, what are we doing here? You know, and so I do it. And it's really my own personal psychosis that drives me to do some of these things. That's probably, nothing more. You
that's
know?
Probably why he doesn't answer my calls anymore. He's so busy.
He's very busy.
No, I answer your call. I didn't the last time because I was doing something more important. But it's, I saw you now. Wow. I wanted to. There was nothing more than I wanted to answer. And I miss you. And
I miss you too.
I'm glad that we could share this because it's right in the fucking moment, bro.
Here it is.
It's this whole thing.
I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot of things to cover, and we only have a few minutes worth of time. So, I mean, well, if you know, as you pour your coffee.
Yeah, no, I'm making a little. You know the little pot ski. You know the little thing.
I love that. So,
are we doing stuff?
We're talking about cocaine.
We're podcasting right now. I have questions about. For one, you have this. You got this Caldwell
Henra
collab. Number one, are you excited about that?
Oh shit! Yeah. It's almost. It's crazy, right? It's almost like we know what the fuck we're got one. Doing.
Yeah, it's insane. So you're dropping the hit.
Don't
run.
Blame me for knowing what the fuck I'm doing. Yeah, dropping it. We are dropping it
at the show. Is that at the show?
No, man. I mean, it's flowing freely out into the world.
It's out now.
I mean, at some point it will.
Are you releasing?
I mean, it'll be. You know, you'll get it.
Are you releasing something at the show?
Ooh.
Huh?
Are you releasing something at the show?
It's shipping. Well, I'm not. I'm in my own personal. Sex dust I'll be releasing, but that's nothing new.
Oh,
I'll be strafing people with it, you know, like a crop duster. Out,
so it's good.
You're running low on
the
yeah,
low
no, no. I'm effectively a pheromone crop duster, you know, basically is what I do. I mean,
perfect.
You know, I mean, how do you think I got this for? Just on looks.
And you were very excited about the Caldwell acquisition as of late.
Oh.
Well, I was genuinely happy for a real friend, as I would be for you. You and I, that, you know, I don't know that how many people are actually capable of that, you know, and I think it goes back to, I don't like the fact that, you know, my 7-year-old counterpart soccer team just won. I can't celebrate, you know, someone else's victory. And it's like, I know the weight that is carried in that space. I know all the trials and tribulations. And because he's a friend, you know, I've been, you know, sidecar to him and him to I in many cases. But you and I have shared a lot of information and thoughts. And, you know, I think that, you know, obviously, like, if there's anything you ever needed from me, I would be right there, right? And yeah. And I think that, and I would for him. And, you know, so just the fact that he carried a branded effort, you know, through the goalposts, you know, I know what that looks like. And I know that a lot of people don't. And, right. You know, I was just excited for a friend, man. I mean, it's a phenomenal accomplishment. And I was super stoked.
Nice.
Yeah.
Helicopter. Yeah, man. I need a helicopter.
Oh, bro, I would. Yeah, I mean, you mean like when you throw your dick around, or you mean like the Muammar Gaddafi 24-karat gold joint?
Yes.
Boots always means the first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, boots. God. No.
Helicopter.
Somewhere that helicopter exists, and I will be in it.
Yes.
Inside it. And that might not mean like sitting in it. I mean, I might be inside it somehow. So, I don't know. I'll find a hole. I'll find the hole.
All right, so we've covered a lot here. So we've covered cocaine and cars.
I don't think we've even gotten warmed up here, bro. Oh, like, what is this all about? We want to. You guys are feeling chatty. You want to call your boy Monday morning.
Well, you made the.
Oh shit! It's Monday.
We missed it.
Yeah, you made the news.
Optimization thing? Yeah,
you made the news.
This is when you do the. Wait, I made the. What happened?
You hit the.
You put the hit and run. Came out again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we're doing that. It's going to be... yeah. It's very nice. You're going to like it.
I'm going to love it.
Delicious.
I don't want to be so forward. I think you're going to respect its composition. I think you're going to smoke it and be like, this fucking guy. You know, like something, you know, I think you're going to like it.
Okay.
Is it different than the original?
Yeah. Oh, it's vastly different.
Vastly different.
So very vast.
It's vastly different.
And
it is even more sexual.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, yes.
And how was The Great Smoke?
Oh.
The Great Smoke was cool. Yeah. The Great Smoke, Room 101 probably did better, you know, on an event basis there than we've done in any of the others in the past. They changed events.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you had a credit card terminal at the table so you could charge immediately, capture the cheddar in the moment, which I think was, you know, long overdue for that event format.
He was just swiping that STG card as often as he can.
Fuck yeah. I was like, how can we make this machine go into my account? Like that, can you make all of these machines tagged to my account?
I have to make
is
this
that possible?
Special cocaine thing.
Yeah, I got this cocaine
I need,
car.
Yeah, bro. I mean, we have, bro, we got props to buy for cars and expensive, you know?
Yeah.
Imagine how much I'm going to spend on that. Jesus Christ. You know?
I want to find an old.
I'll figure it out.
I want to find a 69 Dodge Charger.
Oh, that's a unicorn.
See, this is the guy to ask.
You could put blow in that one too. I mean, I think any 67.
I feel like it already comes. It should come with. There's probably an old bag under the seat. I mean, let's be real.
Door panel. No?
Yeah,
and you know, I mean, allegedly DeLoreans used to come with that too.
Allegedly,
lots of cocaine.
I mean, allegedly.
How do you think they travel through time?
I heard. Yeah, and I mean, I hate when people hate on that. They're like, you know, I'm like, man, what an inventive way to do that. You know,
right?
It was ingenuity
for, you know, ingenuity or, you know,
stainless steel.
Very, very. But you know, one or two were made in gold, bro. Gold plate.
Really,
DeLoreans?
Yeah, yeah. There's one in the Peterson Auto Museum that, if I remember correctly, I believe it belonged to the owner of a small bank in a small town in Texas. and it was donated to the museum when he died. And I think there was one or two that were manufactured gold plated.
Mr. Pontiac, John DeLorean.
Yeah, that's pimp, bro. I mean, you can have a gold car and not have cocaine. I mean, what the fuck? Where are your cars?
Right? Yeah, they sort of go together.
Yeah, there's a mound
like
in the back.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Hand in hand.
Absolutely.
Yeah, peanut butter
and jelly. It's like peanut butter and jelly. DeLorean and cocaine.
DeLorean and cocaine.
Speaking of jelly, you know, a sweet, viscous substance, Palmer.
Yes.
When am I going to see you?
I'll be at the PCA.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be at the PCA.
You know, so they're not. So check this out. They're not having an official display for Forged distributed brands, right? So I'm going to go and I'm just going to frolic. Yes. So like I'm going to actually experience, like I dreamt like when I heard that they weren't doing, you know, each side of the company or whatever. And I was like, oh shit, I don't have to go to a fucking trade show. I was like, there was ticker tape. I was out in the street fucking aggressively just masturbating at passing traffic. I couldn't even fucking control myself. I was so excited. Wow. You know, I was just like, fucking face this, you know. And so, but then they're like, oh, you're going. And I was like, I will never, you know, I fucking never forgive this. I told Regis, I saw him at the show. I was like, I'll never forgive your ass for this right now.
Okay.
I had my moment. Maybe. I had my moment.
I was so happy.
All right, so listen, listen.
But can you imagine, right? You and me, see, now we don't have to do it. So it's you and me, and we're walking around, we're smoking, we're talking shit, we're enjoying ourselves. And we go like stand in front of Nick Melillo's booth,
yes.
Right? Yes. And we're like, yo, Nick, this is a sensational display for your products. How much did this cost? How long you guys been? You guys been here for a couple days already setting this up? Wow. Man, what a tremendous amount of work. Can we get some cigars? Thank you. Thank you. Okay, have a nice day.
So,
I'm going to go get a copy.
You have any samples?
I mean, this is like, oh my God. This is, yeah, I need some samples for me and my boy.
Matthew. So listen.
Yes.
I'm getting this wonderful camera, and I'm going to have these mics.
Okay.
And we're going to do some casual small interviews.
Yes.
I would be extremely honored if you went with Palmer and you interviewed or harassed a couple people.
Yes.
Could you do that for me?
I would love to so much. Oh my God. I mean, you know, I'm shy. But like, I will do my best, as my son says.
Do your best.
Oh my God.
Just a couple people.
Oh my God. I would love to.
That's great.
Oh.
This would be fantastic.
Matt Booth for Cigars or Podcast. I have a question.
You guys making some commerce here? You think you might be able to even out on the cost of this fucking setup? Yeah, I know. It's just like, you know, really cut deep. I think some people would appreciate it because they're like, Booth knows he fought the fight and he, you know, he pulled the ripcord and now he can come, you know, basically shit in my lap. But it's, you know, it's like a healthy, you know, shit of like a camaraderie shit in my lap. It's not just like I'm being spiteful shitter, you know,
that's right.
Different.
Okay,
yeah,
so we're going to do, harsh. I'm going to hold you to this.
Oh my God, I'd love to.
Okay, this is going to
be
fun.
Oh my God, we could bring them like treats. Like, hey, I got this little, you know, $17 coffee from the kiosk over there. Like,
we've only brought one, though.
Could you spot me?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And
delivery, my Uber Eats delivery fee.
We bring a couple of blades also, where they can like fight it out for the coffee, some shit like that. Aggressive expansion. I love this.
Bro, I would love, like, if we, like, okay, yo, like the Beat It video with the dude with the white leather suit and they tie the fucking, they tie one arm and they got the knife, you know? Like, we could do like manufacturer, like deathmatch, you know?
Yes.
This would be phenomenal.
That would make half wheel. That would make half wheel for sure. Caldwell stabs.
Do you think though? I don't know if they take it seriously.
I don't know. I mean,
death is serious.
At this point, we have the ability to like pepper press releases across the entire fucking cigar media.
Oh, that's
so
true.
Someone will pick it up. Someone will pick
somebody
it up.
Somebody.
I mean, we could lean on
the
Charlie.
Events, you know, the events section of like Men's Vogue or some shit.
Yeah,
like
right.
We could really shoot for the stars on this.
Of course.
You know? Because it's art.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's art.
All right. We're going to let you go. Thank you so much.
I can't say I favor that. I now feel lonely.
Well, you know.
Well, you go back to the cocaine conversation with your wife.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Nikki ran away.
She's probably like, the phone's gone.
Take that. She's fucking out of here.
Store. Yeah. I'll be right back.
fucking gone.
Look, I love you guys. You do a good thing. And I appreciate it, and I respect it, and I miss you, and I can't wait to see you in a couple weeks at this, you know, sterling evolution in our industry.
We love you too, buddy, and we look forward to seeing you as well. It's going to be fantastic.
Okay.
All right.
Should be off the hook. I'm going to help out with Palmer's viscous jelly.
Exactly.
You can have my jelly anytime, Matt.
Fuck yeah.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
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 And look, just like that.
Like that, the show's over.
You're at 55.
You got a shop of the week, Michael?
You got a story?
Yeah. Oh, I do have a shop of the week.
It's very long, though. Yeah, what's the shop of the week?
Boll Weevil Cigars, Enterprise, Alabama.
Boll Weevil Cigars, Enterprise, Alabama. Is there a date for that event yet?
April 6th. We're going to be releasing the Postanya Connecticut Justice Corona Gorda 5.5x46, the original blend of the Connecticut at Boll Weevil.
Delicious.
Very exciting.
Get a listener of the week?
No.
Yes. Who's the listener of the week? Whoever runs Boll Weevil Cigars.
Tyler Jones.
Whoa.
Tyler Jones.
My guy, Tyler.
Well, you can just run through the headlines real quick.
Yeah, go ahead. What
La Aurora's got a price increase.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Club Macanudo Jakarta opened this past weekend.
All right.
Postanya Connecticut Corona Gorda debuted at the PCA 2024.
Read that one.
Well, it's shortened. Postanya will show off the fourth size of its relatively new Postanya Connecticut line. The Postanya Connecticut Corona Gorda Justice measures a 5.5x46 and was first made nearly a decade ago. The only 100 cigars were made and packaged with a blue and pink band that said Apollo Danny. These cigars were created to celebrate the birth of the middle child of Mike Stepankevich, co-founder of Postanya.
Indeed.
Caffey's got a new cigar coming out at the PCA. Mm-hmm. El Septimo's releasing a cigar at the PCA. Fratello's doing the Pocahontas.
Colors of the PCA's, wind.
They can call it Pocahontas?
Apparently. I don't think it's a Disney character. I think it's a real person, so I think they're okay. Even though Disney made it.
I feel like Disney was a real, they made it after a real person.
Well, they did. That's what I'm saying. It'd be like you can't say General Custard. It's a historical person.
But you can't say Matapo.
It was a good death.
PCA has their launch program we talked about several months ago.
Who?
PCA.
Yeah.
Their launch program or their launch grant program.
Uh-huh.
They've made some conditions to it now, so we are closing our Florida retail organization.
Oh, really?
Yes. Need to apply to people, blah, blah, blah. Specifying what the money will be used for as a condition to receive the grant. Now, the state organization will need to agree to match whatever amount PCA is awarding. So if they give you $5,000, you got to come up with $5,000.
Oh, my energy's got to match your energy.
Right. So in a connected story, we'd like to announce that we're closing our Florida Retail Association grant group, and all monies collected will be used to handle the legal fees associated with closing the group. Fuerte Libre is changing their name to Fortelza Libre because Fuente got mad at them.
Oh, you can't do that.
The name Fuente Libre Morales Cigars was suggested by an unnamed source, but it was rejected. Placencia began shipping the Year of the Dragon.
Kaisad's laying in front of the semis.
Kaisad was allegedly quoted by saying, "No, that's my dragon." And then Florida story, the Florida man games, big crowds cheer, competitors evade police and wrestle over beer.
Oh.
So they actually did the Florida man Olympics.
Really?
$45 a ticket, took place in St. Augustine. Other events. Contenders wrestled sumo style, holding pitchers of beer, running from an actual sheriff's deputy while jumping fences and avoiding obstacles. Faced a scramble to grab cash flying to simulated hurricanes. It was an eating contest. It was quite involved.
How do you sumo wrestle with beer?
Like you couldn't spill the beer. Couldn't spill it.
So you only get one hand the sumo?
Right. The one who's pinned and has the, or who's not pinned and has the most beer, I guess.
Is it pinning or do you push him
out
of
the ring?
Oh, you got to push him out of the ring, yeah.
Oh, my tire.
Right, exactly. Florida man, blah, blah, blah. There was a quote back here that I can't find it now. Florida's claim to being the strangest state goes back to much further, said journalist Craig Pittman, who wrote the book, Oh, Florida, How America's Weirdest State Influences the Rest of the Country. Noted the first flag to fly over the Capitol in 1845 bore the motto, Let Us Alone. Apparently nobody listened. Florida now has 22 million residents, the third largest population of any U.S. state, and they share the roads, beaches, and timeshares with more than 130 million tourists each year.
Wow.
That's a lot of peoples.
How many peoples in the United States?
130 million.
In the United, I thought you said in Florida.
Oh. No, they all come here.
They all come here?
They all come here as tourists. 130 million tourists. Mm. All right, that's all I got.
Perfect. Look at that.
Let's go rob a bank.
What's that from?
I don't know. You said it one time.
Yeah, you said that one time.
You said it one time. I don't know why.
Oh, when we were talking about, I forget what we were talking about.
Who knows? All right, it's been episode 323 of the Cigar Hustler Podcast.
Come check us on the Patreon.
All right.
Yes, which is also episode 323.
All right.
All right, bye.
The Cigar Hustlers Podcast, its owners, and its sponsors take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the talk show host or their guest. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of Mike and Mike Productions or the podcast providers, and opinions between talk show hosts may differ. It is not our intention to libel, incite, or hurt anyone's feelings. We invite you to write the show's host, Mike Stepankevich, with any feedback or suggestions that you have for their shows. These broadcasts are presented and made public as entertainment in the hope that they will be entertaining to the audience.